This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by DRAM. I talk a lot about pollinators and plants, but I don't often mention planting herbs for pollinators. I've told you before that swallowtail caterpillars love parsley and dill. I have pictures from my own garden with those lovely creatures munching away. That's a reminder to plant more than enough to help the pollinators too. I love dill in many dishes and parsley too, both of which I've planted for this year. There are other herbs that pique the interest of pollinators, including fennel, which is in the same family as dill and parsley. The whole fennel can be used, the feathery leaves as an herb. The fronds and the bulb can be chopped and added fresh to salads for a licorice crunch. They're also great roasted and in stir fry. As for growing, don't plant them near dill. They'll cross-pollinate. I have information on gardenbite.com. Anise hyssop, also known as agastache, and monarda, also known as bee balm, are both in my butterfly garden, but they can also be used to flavor tea. While we typically snip our herbs, such as oregano, basil, rosemary, sage, thyme, and mint, you can also let some of them flower for the pollinators. The snipping is great for a couple of reasons. First, our taste buds. Second, it makes fuller plants. I preserve a lot of my herbs, but I've also left some for the bees. You can place herbs in any part of a sunny garden. Their look and texture is wonderful in mixed plantings. As always, check out my website for lots more information and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Concerned about our planet? DRAM introduces Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp. Earth-friendly, their fertilizer is made with fish scraps that otherwise fill landfills. Dramatic Organic Fertilizer with Kelp delivers dramatic results on vegetables, flowers, and fruits. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.